Well, hello, and welcome to the Anime Nano Podcast. Well, we're back from hiatus. Wait, which number is this, anyway?
I have no idea.
I think last time was the legal one. No, that was 19. So I think... Here, let me look it up real quick. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, we are legal now. We're 18. Yeah, this is Anime Nano Podcast number 18.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is Hang from Basugatsu Bakuhatsu Anime Blog. And with me are JP Meyer from... Minaide Hazukashi. Hey, JP.
Yep.
And Hinano from Minaide Hazukashi / Hinano. Is that the new name of your blog?
This is the first podcast since you moved your blog over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should put that into our topic. That I'm on JP's blog now. Well, / Hinano.
Yeah, it took me a while to update the bookmark or the blog role on my blog, but I finally got around to it.
Yeah, everybody should update their bookmarks by now.
If they don't, then...
I'm kicking off my blog roll.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. You're going to, like, unfriend them from your live journal as well?
And then delete it. Okay, so, what do we... We better get started, because this is going to be a long podcast if we dilly-dally. So, hey, let's look at the poll. So, the last poll was, are you one of those Borders Isle kids?
And I am one of those Borders Isle kids.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You sit in the aisle and block people from getting manga and stuff?
Yep.
And, like, read the entire...
Yeah, they don't have to pay for.
Yeah. Well, 77% said they weren't, and a whopping 23% said they were.
So, I'm not. So.
That's because you don't read English manga.
Whatever.
Yeah. Plus, I don't actually go outside, so... I wish that the Borders.com had, like, some kind of virtual Borders kids in the aisle, so, like, if you wanted to add something to your cart, you'd have to move them out of the way before you can click the button.
So basically, you would just, like, by being the virtual Borders kid, you just, like, would take up all their bandwidth so people couldn't go to the site.
That might be it, too. I was thinking of just having, like, a kid icon sitting in front of the button that says add to cart so you can't do anything. That'd probably be bad for business, though. So
just, like,
what?
Kick them or something.
Yeah. It might be fun, actually, to hit them. Okay, so... Whoa, what are we doing? Hey, let's go to our news. So, Basugatsu Bakuhatsu Anime Blog had a karaoke contest. And it's done with. And then I kind of got lazy. And I haven't announced the winners yet, so I thought I'd just do that on the podcast. So, that'll force me to actually send the prizes. Yeah. So, let's see, who won? There were, See, how many contestants were there? There were a lot of contestants, like 17 or something like that, or 18.
My favorite was totally the guy that's like flying to the moon.
Oh, yeah. I didn't count him, because it's like Frank Sinatra.
I'll be honest, I didn't actually listen to any of the entries.
Oh. Yeah, you guys didn't...
I've been busy looking for a job.
You guys didn't enter,
and
either.
I finally found one, by the way. No, I've been busy looking for a job, and now I finally found one.
I was hoping that JP would have sang something awesome. Like some
If I weren't all crazy with my graduation and applications and finals and everything, I totally would have sung something like really embarrassing, like "Catch You, Catch Me," or like "Get You, Rabu Rabu" from Pretty Cure or something like that.
By that he means he spent most of the time at my house.
That was after the contest.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of those applications too. Oh, that's why I didn't send the prizes yet. Yeah. So, anyway, who are the winners? Oh, okay, so the first prize goes to Karin, like the vampire, for singing Yasashi Gogo. That's from, Dian Angel.
Yeah, it's the ending.
Yeah, actually, like, when I was listening to the entries, I had to open up the actual song and check to see if it wasn't the actual real one, because it sounded really good.
Cool.
Okay, we're just, like, making up songs, like, and pretending it was, like, an anime song to, like, throw them out of the contest.
No, I didn't get any of those, but I was scared that was, like, someone just downloaded the file of the actual singer and sent it in as an entry. So she won by, like, a huge margin. She got 77 votes. And then the next one was Shuichiro, who sang Life is Like a Boat. That's the first ending for Bleach, and he sang it a cappella, too.
Wow,
so like with ballsy. like making up all like, the background songs, sounds and stuff.
Yeah, I guess there's not a karaoke version of that, so he sang a cappella. Sounded pretty good. I think cool. He changed keys in there somewhere, but that's cool. I can't sing like that.
Hang was all like the music terms, being like a band nerd.
Like keys?
No, like changing the keys.
Oh, well, yeah. That's. I mean, it's hard to
recognize
keep
that.
In one key when you're singing a cappella, because there's nothing to keep you from going and deviating and going sharp. Okay, and then TJ Han won third place for singing the Ichigo Complete song. he got 27 votes, so it was really close for third place. And then Natty got fourth place for singing Daichi no La Li La, or Rari Ra.
That's the other for
Scrap Princess.
Scrap Princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sang like she recorded two different parts for that. She sang harmony with herself, which is pretty cool. So I guess Karin lives really, really far away, like in the Netherlands or something. So, yeah, she didn't want to help me pay for shipping to send the calendar. And I think it was like something like $50. I don't know. Maybe there's a better way to send prizes or something. I'll have to ask someone who knows. But that being the case, I'm sending the fourth prize or the third prize to Natty, who actually lives far away too. But yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that. So anyway, thanks for everyone who submitted their contest entries. I think all of the songs were pretty awesome. Well, okay, not really, but a lot of them were really good. The general average of them was a lot higher than I was expecting. So yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Expecting the average to be sort of like TJ Han.
Yeah, and I was hoping that more people I knew would enter, like Hinano and JP Meyer. But that's for the next second annual karaoke contest, which might happen in less than a year, I don't know. So yeah.
Because Basukasu Bakuhatsu will celebrate its second anniversary in less than 2 years after it was formed.
Yeah, because everyone's expecting it to have its second anniversary 2 years after, right? So I want to surprise people. Well, you know, Anime Nano started in June of last year, so maybe I'll have a
JP's 1 year anniversary is like next month.
Yeah, it's like 221 or something.
For whose?
Mine.
Oh, okay. Wait, I thought
my manga's 3 year anniversary is February 14th.
So are you gonna release that?
Unfortunately,
right?
I'm still drawing. I'm still drawing chapter 1 on page 12 out of 30.
Okay, but the whole storyline's the same, right?
Yeah, I'm just changing like the artwork and everything. You can go to like mytho-soup.com and look at the comparison page.
Okay, yeah, we'll put a link to that. Okay, hey, let's go to the license news. So, we took a pretty long hiatus, and a lot of anime got licensed. So, whoa. Let's see. Oh, Link. Right, so, Haruhi got licensed.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the huge license, right? But I think everyone kind of expected it to eventually get licensed.
Yeah, but it was just kind of by who that was sort of weird. Like, wait, Bandai? What? There's no giant mecha in Haruhi.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's that monster at the end.
Those are monsters. Those aren't, like, Gundams.
So what,
And then at the same time, and then ADV ends up licensing Kara Ogunso instead
of... Vision.
Instead of, like, I don't know, Bandai or something.
Maybe they did it to get back at Bandai.
Yeah, they're like, we'll show you for stealing Haruhi by releasing the show, which is basically an advertisement for your series.
Yeah, I thought that was weird that, yeah, because pretty much it's just one gigantic Gundam commercial, right? I haven't actually seen that many episodes of the Kara Ogunso yet, but the ones I have seen, he's building models all the time.
Pretty much. He, like, builds models, gets into, like, nefarious schemes, and then, like, something bad happens, and he gets his comeuppance. And, like, repeat that for, like, 200 episodes.
Yeah, so Haruhi got licensed. What else got licensed while we were around?
I thought that was a joke. Oh, it did get licensed. I'm sorry.
What did?
Code Geass.
Oh, I don't see that on the Anime Ski license list, though. Huh.
It should be. I was trying to look for the downloads of it one time, like, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I ended up getting the, like, nope, this is licensed, like,
you got, like, pre-licensed on, like, or something. Points. You know how they do that? Like, they just say, don't sub this, we're pre-licensing it?
Like, I don't know exactly how it worked. I just remember all, like, if any of that business stuff was like that, I just remember seeing the, the videos, or whatever, at the same time as the Haruhi ones.
Hmm. Yeah, so Death Note got licensed too a few days ago. And apparently they're...
Yeah, that one I was almost expecting to be pre-licensed.
Yeah, yeah, because the manga is really, really popular here too.
And Viz pretty much always licenses like the anime of the manga that they release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing with this one is that they're doing some kind of download to own thing, where they're gonna have that available for download while the show is still airing in Japan.
Yeah, I'm sort of excited for how that's gonna turn out, although I can't really, I guess, sort of yet.
Well, I looked. I think I saw on Anime News Network, they said that they're actually going to release those as subtitled versions, not dubbed.
Hmm.
So it might end up being okay.
Well, that's probably why they're allowing people to download, because, like, well, wouldn't we pay much money to have the subtitles as opposed to have people actually sit there and dub it?
Well, they're going to dub it later on when they release it on DVD.
Don't you think it would be a good idea to just have DVDs that have only subtitles?
No.
Because then it would make them so much cheaper.
No, I think that would be a good idea.
The average anime fan prefers dubs rather than subs, like, by a wide margin.
Do they really?
Yeah. That's really like, surprising
thing. Average anime fans are retards.
That's one of the surprising things that like you like us just don't like think if all you watch are fan subs.
I watch Raws.
Yeah, well, if you watch Raws, it doesn't matter if it has subtitles.
I'm just saying.
They can just buy the Japanese region DVDs then.
But yeah, but those are expensive.
I don't know. I'd prefer only subtitles if it brought the price down considerably. Like if it made it, you know, a DVD, like, $15 instead of...
They should have, like, both releases, you know, one for with dubs and subs, and one with just subs. I think it would make it a lot cheaper. People would actually buy those more, the ones that don't care about... I mean, yeah. There's some people going, dub suck, so why don't you just give ones that aren't dubbed?
I thought that, didn't you say, JP, that even if they got rid of the dubs, like, it wouldn't really bring the cost down? Because it's more of, like, a licensing issue or something like that?
Dubbing's kind of expensive, I think most of the price is, though, in, like... just the fee of licensing, because the costs for licensing a show shot up really high after, like, anime DVDs started to take off in, like, 2003 or whatever, and, like, studios were just licensing, like, everything.
Mm. Yeah, hey, what were we talking... Oh, yeah, we're talking about licenses. Yes, I don't know about Death Note. I said if they release them for, like, $1 and they release them on the day that the show is released in Japan... And that would be pretty kick-ass, because they already have the scripts, right? So they could one-up on the fan-subbers. But I don't know. And Rosemaiden got licensed by Genion.
Yeah, that was one of those shows that I always expected would, like, never get licensed, cause just because it's, like, so freaking, like, weird.
It's weird, but it has, like, a huge fan base, which is just equally as weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's not, like, bad weird, but it's still, like, weird.
Yeah, Hinano?
Yes.
What do you think about
it? I don't watch Rosemaiden, I don't even know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
She's too busy drawing her mangas.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know, I kind of like Rosemaiden because it's slightly strange, but... I don't know if the widespread audience will accept it. I guess there's enough fans, though. We'll see if the fans are willing to pay for DVDs, though. Okay, so the next topic is Saigar. So I haven't really been following Saigar that much, but apparently, let's explain what it is. It's like Saimoe, except for Gar, but then we have to explain what Saimoe is. So it's like basically what this gigantic voting on the Garest of the Gar, right?
You vote for like the manliest anime characters.
Yeah, so
which apparently also consists of extremely non-masculine and a few non-male characters.
I just want to mention the fact that like it's becoming not a saga, but more like let's just vote for the character that we know, Gar, because
or let's vote for the character that's a 4chan meme, Gar.
Right, like for example, this the best example I can think of is. Jean Starwin from Outlaw Star lost to My Brother Keiichi from Higurashi. Keiichi could be, like, kicked one time in the face and be dead if Jean did that to him. So, it's not about Gar anymore, it's about, like, which character we know, and not many people actually know Outlaw Star because it's an old show.
Or the fact that Freddy from Cromartie High School beat both Harima from School Rumble and Rock Lee from Naruto.
The two of them could, like, step on that guy.
Oh, wait, Freddy is really Gar. He's Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, but he's not, like, Rock Lee.
He's like a
Lee.
Fucking, like, oh. 80s wannabe whatever.
I guess I don't know what Gar really means.
It means, like, masculine-ish, not, like, Bishonen. You can't put, like, Bishonen into Gar. So, but it's reaching a point where, like, you don't have no choice.
I don't understand why,
gotta be, like, when you see him, you're, like, overwhelmed by raw masculinity.
I mean, there's, like, Negima in there. Like, how is that Gar? It's, like, Shota. It should be, like, a Shota Gar. Or
it should be in Saisho.
Moved to tears by, like, how I just pale in comparison to his masculinity.
Yeah, so I'm... The only complaint I have with Saigar is that Gargoyle from the Yoshinaga Gargoyle,
San Uchino Gargoyle.
His name is Garcoon, and he didn't win.
Yeah, I know.
He lost in the first round. That just makes me mad.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
And he has a pretty Gar voice too, don't you think?
His voice by some famous dude. I can't remember his name.
Some Gar famous dude.
But he's voiced by the guy who also voiced, like, the robot from Brigadoon. Anyway.
Okay. I should mention that our podcast is on Dig now, or something like that. Like, there's this podcast section for Dig, so I added it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can vote for it or something, or Dig for it. I don't really know. But maybe if we get a lot of digs, we'll get more popular, and then people will like us or something.
Yeah, well, maybe if we actually did a podcast more than, like, once every 2 months.
Yeah. We were doing it pretty often for a while. So, yeah, I'll put the link up. So, hey, are we going to discuss the winter season now?
The theme for the winter season is crappy.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay,
people
so think,
like,
let's...
my angry post.
Let's skip all the OVAs. Because no one likes OVAs, right? They're only, like, one or
two episodes. I just want to mention that Winter Garden was the only good show this season.
And it was only 2 episodes.
Yes.
So Winter Garden exactly. is the Dejiko, the Digicharret, grown up thing. Oh, carrot. Yeah.
Winter Garden has word Gar in it.
Shut up.
What else? Oh, Saint October. So Saint October is the lowly detective.
The lowly show. I mean, it like screams lowly in the title, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, the detective is a goth lowly.
What was one of the titles like? Bikuri something lowly.
Every title has the word lowly in it. I mean, so far that I've seen episodes 1 and 2, I didn't see episode 2, I just saw like some preview for episode 2, said like the title was like, Lowly Panic or something, and then like blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know, I probably won't watch this, because I think there's better shows this season. But I think it was the first one I watched, so at the time I said I'd probably watch it. And plus, at the time I hadn't seen an anime for like a month, because I was busy. So I think I was just going through anime withdrawal. What do you think about it, JP?
I was just like, you know what? Okay, it's a lowly show. I'll just skip it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
What about
when I found
so
it was all like every episode was like the detective is a goth lowly. I was like, okay, I got an idea for what the show was gonna.
Well, isn't Pretty Cure about lowlies too?
What?
You watched that one too, right? Pretty Cure.
Which one?
Pretty Cure.
Oh,
Pretty Cure is not about lowlies. It's about, like, friendship and about, like, a combination of Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon.
Yeah, it's Sailor Moon, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but that's the vibe I get.
Let me focus on lowlies.
Okay, what about Kyoshiro to Toa no Sora?
That was good until episode 2 with the lesbians. That just destroyed it for me.
You liked it when it had, like, boys, like, ripping off girls' shirts and, like,
and, like, kissing.
Them.
And kissing.
Yeah, I thought this.
And not when it was like girls ripping off girls' shirts.
Dude, there's a lot of anime this season that like have everything in them though. Like this one had like everything. It had mecha and it had Bishonen and it had Yuri in the second episode.
You know what? Episode 1 was like it was like deceiving. It was just there to like attract other audiences besides the like, Yuri fanboys. And then episode 2 was like this is what the show is really about.
Oh, I haven't seen episode 2 yet.
It has lesbians. That's all you need to know.
Okay, well, I'm gonna watch it then. I've been watching these shows raw, though, so I've actually been getting quite a bit of them, like, a bit of the information, like, probably more than 50%, but it's still kind
of
hard.
You just read the Grand Curiosity's, like, summary of it or something.
Yeah, that's what I do afterwards. Sometimes I watch it before he actually writes a summary, so.
I need both the summary.
What about Doltora Quest? I didn't see this one. It's like a kid's show, right?
I didn't bother watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen, like, about 4 or 5 shows.
Dude, I got...
So, like...
I got so pumped when I saw Kamisama Kazoku on this list, but I guess it's just a re-showing of the
It's just a
season.
Re-showing, yeah. That made me sad. I thought it was going to be like a sequel or something.
Yeah. What about Les Miserables? Is that how I say it, JP?
What?
This French show.
What show? What?
The other Frenchy show. Les Miserables. Is
oh, that course that like Les Miserables. Oh, yeah.
I think the only shows that I've seen are, Hidamari's Sketch, Strike Witches, which is an OAV,
Kyoshiro,
and Mina.
Okay. I didn't watch Shuffle. Did you watch that?
No.
Shuffle.
No.
The show that just came out, it doesn't need, like, a remake.
What about Gakuen Utopia Manabi Straight?
I saw that episode. It was like chubby fat loli.
I thought the animation was really, really nice.
The animation was nice, I'll have to admit that. However, it was not nice enough for me to keep watching
Well,
it.
What about, like, it's like Haruhi, because the kids, the girls, like...
No, see, Haruhi wasn't like fat chubby loli. It's like,
yeah, you like won't watch an anime that's like fat characters.
Because anime would be beautiful, not like fat chubby lolis.
They're not really that chubby either.
And you know, sometimes I want to just slap her. Like, you know, actually, about Haruhi was like amusing. Like, this girl wanted to just slap her. Like, bitch, shut up. And, like,
Haruhi was kind of a jerk too, if you think about it.
But it was like, a funny, like, it was a funny jerk. It's just like she's just dumb.
Oh.
I don't know. You see, McCarthy had like a bigger brain. I mean, like, but again, the age difference is obvious there. I mean, are they even in high school? Were they like in middle school?
I can't even
tell.
How
old are all of them?
These shows, yeah, you can't even tell anymore. Because, like, I think some of these shows, there's like kids in high school that look like they're in kindergarten.
Some she's like 12.
What about the Moe one? Moe pick. I didn't watch that.
I didn't see. Yeah, that was funny. The Moe pick. I saw it. But you know, it looked like it was the same thing as, like, you know, Ragnarok the animation, which I actually saw. So I figured it was one of those things where, like, if you didn't play the game, you're not gonna get the jokes.
Oh. Or like that. I thought
the title was funny, but then I moved along.
Yeah, like, I saw Ragnarok the animation because I played the game. But if like I said, if you haven't played the game, then you're not gonna think it's funny.
Yeah. I just thought it looked kind of dumb, so... I don't really like to watch anime based on video games. Let's see, what else? Oh, Nodame Cantabile. I thought that was probably... This is probably the best one for me so far that I've seen this season.
I didn't watch it because I didn't really like the drama, so...
Oh. Well, it has, like...
I might watch just because, like, I'm a band. I was a band.
Yeah, it's awesome, and they play the song that Tamaki plays in
Run
High School Host Club. You know the duet he plays with the little kid? That's a duet they play in the first episode of this one.
So it's like Oran?
No, but they play the same song.
What song?
The one that Tamaki plays on the piano.
No, not the piano part.
Oh.
Yeah, I think this one's really good.
Kiss Fall in Love, I mean, the song.
Yeah. Plus, Nodame is like really weird and crazy. So yeah.
Yeah.
Hidamari Sketch. This one's like the Ozu manga meets Pony Pony Dash, but it's not quite as good as either of them.
Meet Sensei no Ojihan.
And, like, rips off canon at the same time.
How's it rip off?
With the snow bunny.
Oh.
Didn't you see my snow bunny post?
Okay. Do you think that maybe those snow bunny things existed before canon existed?
Yeah, but the fact that canon's episode aired, like, the day before with the snow bunnies, and then this one aired, that was too much of a coincidence.
Do you think Frosty the Snowman existed, you know?
The events of the anime blogosphere hang.
I did see that post, but I don't think the canon invented those. And canon didn't have Easter Island heads.
I said that was from canon. I just said that they copied Easter Island heads. That was so retarded.
Okay, what about Venus vs. Virus? I saw this one last night. It's like so cliche.
It looks like it had lesbians in it, so you didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, I saw somebody's blog about it, said it was lots of Yuri, so I didn't watch it.
I think that might have been mine.
No, I think it was Hazel's.
Oh, okay. No, yeah... I think our anime viewing is probably mutually exclusive, you know? Because I'm watching all of the Yuri shows,
Hang
and you're not.
Too big of a fan of, Hang isn't too big of a fan of anime. It means you're, like, boys hugging girls from behind, and, like, you don't like anime that are about, like, chubby lolis.
And lesbians.
And lesbians. And chubby loli lesbians.
So, yeah, I don't know about Venus versus Virus. It feels like Bleach. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and Busuo Ranking was like Bleach,
no,
too.
No, Bleach's story is ripped off to me in the first place.
What did Bleach rip off?
Like, Bleach just feels like a rip off to me in general.
Of
it's like a
rip everything?
Off of shows that exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a rip off of animated setup.
So, yeah, I thought the animation was really nice in this one, too. I like the colors. Okay, so what else? There's, like, nothing else. Koisuru Tenshi. Angelique. I thought they did that last
season. Yeah, that's just
season.
A sequel. That's a sequel to, like, the first one, which is, like, retarded, in my opinion.
Okay, how about the Densha Otoko one, the Getsumen Toheiki Mina?
I did watch that yesterday, and me and Jake both watched it. It was kind of cheesy, though, like...
I think I need to watch one more episode of it, because I can't tell if it was, like, retarded, but it being, like, a parody, or if it's, like, retarded, you know? Like, is it not having, like, a plot, or having all these, like, contrivances and stuff because it's, like, a joke, or just because it's, like, bad? Like, I don't know yet. I have to watch some more.
Yeah, I didn't watch this one because I hadn't seen the Densha Otoko thing, so I figured I wouldn't get any of the jokes. It's like, Genshiken and, Kujibikan Balance,
Kujibikan
right?
Balance.
So, yeah, I haven't seen that one. And I think that's probably it. There's some OVAs, but I don't really care about OVAs. There's Pretty Cure in February.
Okay, let me tell you. I think the only reason I like Pretty Cure is because one of the leads is voiced by Yukana, and because she's not in the Pretty Cure 5, I'm not going to watch it.
But what are the other parts that she plays?
Maylin in Cardigan for Sakura, Tessa in Full Metal Panic, CC in Code Geass, Mashiro in Mahime, Kotoko in Chobits.
Everyone keeps talking about Code Geass. Is that a good show?
It's alright. I've only seen a few episodes of it. Because
I didn't even watch it. It's a Pizza Hut show. I heard it's called Hot Code Pizza, somebody said.
The reason you don't watch it is because it's mecha.
Yeah,
maybe
but
that's the reason
mecha
I haven't watched
Pizza
it.
Pizza Hut, what the fuck?
So
it's kind of like, wait, I like Mecha and I like Pizza Hut.
Actually, Pizza Hut gives me, like, diarrhea.
That's great.
I don't think we're going to ever get a sponsorship from Pizza Hut now.
That always makes me laugh.
Shut up, you're gay.
You know you're going out with a gay man?
Yeah, he's talking about how he likes to, like, do up the butt with, like, spooning guys at Magic tournaments.
Did
you really
say that?
Yes, he did.
So that's the winter season. Hey, let's go to the mailbag. Because there's a lot of questions, because we built them up over like a month or something. Zanarchy, question time. What would be the only figure you would get if a figure shop place sells everything for a dollar and had all the figures in the world? Also, if you could pick only one figure and everyone would think you're not cool if... Oh, wait. Yeah. Also, you could only get one figure and everyone would think you're not cool if you don't get a figure.
If you could only get one figure and you're not cool because you have a figure, what?
I don't get it.
I think pretty much you have to get a figure or else you're considered uncool. But only one.
This is kind of tough because I don't know about figures.
I would get the Carrero Bank. The life-size one. Does that count as a figure? I think
that's
it does.
A life-size Carrero?
Yeah, there's a life-size, like, there's a 3-foot-big Carrero Bank.
Oh, if it counts as a figure, I would want, like, an expertly constructed, like PG Zeta Gundam.
Life-size?
I'm doing your Gundams.
Well, life-size, I wouldn't know how to put it, but maybe if it was, like, 2 feet tall, then we can still have it, like, on, like, my desk or something.
Yeah. What about you, Hina, now?
But I want a figure?
Yeah, you have to get a figure or else you're not cool.
I'd get some Bishonen, like, I don't know. Who's my Bishonen of the month?
Would you get one from your whatever drops?
You'd want HK? One of the butterfly you got from Bagus O'Reilly.
No, I'd go on a Kazuki, because Kazuki's hotter. That'd be pretty awesome to have, like, a Papillon figure in my bedroom. Scare everybody.
Yeah, I would have said the Haruhi one with the fishnets, but I think everyone would say that, so. And plus, the Carrero one is just awesome because it's so huge. It's like 3 feet tall. Okay, so the Green Crayon says, is it weird for a Chinese person to be fascinated by Japanese culture more than their own culture? Which is the Chinese culture. Since, like, China and Japan aren't the best of friends. I'm Chinese-American and I like Japanese culture more than Chinese culture.
I think if that was better, people in Singapore would be, like, really crying right now. Because most people in Singapore are the ones who, like, are, like, blogging, blogosphere, quote-unquote. So, I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also the sort of thing, too, where, I mean, outside of, like, America, in like maybe France or something, like most countries just get other countries' pop culture like imported in, and that's what's cool and not like their own. So
yeah, like Japan really loves American stuff, like American jeans and all that crap. Yeah, and plus China doesn't have like cool anime and stuff. So Taiko Drum Testy says, "Are large foreheads like those on Tsuruya-san and Sakura from Naruto and Moe charm point for a character?" I think everything is a Moe.
Everything
and charm point
is a Moe charm point for a character.
You can list like
Parker
ugliness.
Was, like, her inner soul.
Yeah, you can list like ugliness as a Moe charm point, and people are like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like when I went to the Wikipedia page in Japanese for Moe, and they listed like a select selection of Moe charm points, and it would be like young, old, skinny, fat.
Yeah, they're just like opposites.
Bad at cooking. I'm like, so basically anything and everything can be a Moe charm point.
Pretty much. Well, see, Mark says, "What do you guys do with your old mangas? Throw it away, or do you keep it? So in the future, you can show your kids what anime was really about."
I have them stored up in a box somewhere.
Yeah, why would I throw away perfectly good manga?
And you have your bookshelf, infinity mangas.
Yeah, I have a lot of I have like this bookshelf. Actually, I'm running out of space for it, so.
I have like one row on a bookshelf. That's
gonna have
really
to buy
it.
A new bookshelf. It's actually like a DVD shelf, but the mangas fit in there. Oh man, I said mangas.
Some other person in this podcast has an entire shelf full of manga.
Shut up. I was trying to sell it, but nobody would buy my legacy after I left the manga.
Oh, are you talking about the manga you're trying to sell that you made?
Yeah, there's actually going to be an anime soon, like in the spring, called Nagasaru the Island, though, that I bought, and I really hate it, and I really wanted to sell it, but nobody would buy it.
Okay, we'll put a link to the eBay auction.
It's not up yet.
Oh. Okay, so Waffo says, "Is it weird if I think some characters are Moe, even though I'm a girl? Are any of you Weetar?" Wait, that's one question. Hinero, do you find any characters Moe?
Yes, I think character glasses are Moe. Like, guys with glasses, not like girls.
What about girls? Do you ever find girls Moe?
No.
What about, like, you little kids?
Damn.
Aren't girls supposed to find little kids Moe because that's, like, their female?
No, I hate little kids.
Okay. So
I hate kids. I'm never having kids. Anyway.
So the answer is, you are weird for thinking girls are Moe. Are any of you Weetards? Dude, I've been trying to get a Wii for, like, a month now.
One of my friends got a Wii because, like, our friend, like, works at one of the Nintendo stores in Manhattan, so we moved, so he's like, be there at, like, 5 a.m. Thursday, like, December 5th, if you want to get a Wii. So, like, he got one, and we were playing, like, Wii Sports, like, a lot.
Did
it's
get
fun
injured?
Making your own, like, characters that look like you or look like other people. Like, at first we all made, like, our characters for ourselves, but then we were like, you know what, let's be, like, Captain Picard, and, like, Zinedine Zidane, and Einstein, and Shaft instead.
Nice. Yeah, I think I heard that Best Buy and a lot of stores are holding their Wiis for the 21st, so I might have to camp out. Oh, did you hear about the lady who, there's, like, this woman, right, there's this contest for, like, hold your Wii to get a Wii, like, they made people drink a lot of water, and then not go to pee, and, like, whoever could do that, the longest, won a Wii. But this woman ended up,
oh, I thought
like,
you were gonna say, like, that.
Huh?
When you said that woman and, like, get a Wii, I thought you were talking about, like, the woman who, like, made a post, I forget if it was, like, Craigslist or what, but for, like, if, like, I'll give you $250 and let you have sex with me.
Oh, no.
Give me a Wii. Kids really want one.
Yeah, that. No, that was a while back. This just happened, like, today or yesterday or something.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she ended up dying of, like, water intoxication from drinking too much water. So it's kind of sad.
That sounds the sort of thing which sounds more like an urban legend than something that actually happened.
Well, I saw it on the news, so. And then the hook killed her. They found the hook on her car the next day.
What the hell are we talking about?
What's the rarest anime you've seen? Or that you think your fellow hosts haven't seen? Oh. I haven't watched any rare anime.
Trouble Chocolate.
Well, I've seen that.
That's because you...
Fine.
It's because you forced
Infinite
you to
watch it. Infinite Revise. Mugen no Revise. How about that?
I haven't seen that.
I'll say Legendary God Giant Ideon. See, exactly.
I watched this one called The Melancholy of Suzumiya Haruhi.
Shut up, it's retarded.
For randomness, Pokemon or Digimon? Pokemon.
I've seen
Digimon.
Pokemon is
Pokemon.
Awesome.
Digimon is awesome. Actually, we have like a bazillion episodes.
What are you talking
about?
Talking
about, okay, seasons 1 and 2. Forget the rest of the seasons because they don't even fit with the other season. 1 and 2 are kind of like, go together. The rest is like not Digimon. It's just like Digimon 1.
I don't know.
Surprisingly knowledgeable about Digimon.
Don't the Digimon?
Yes, because Digimon is awesome.
Don't they do something like the Digimon like evolve, but then they change back or something after they're done evolving and fighting?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Why
they
is
should,
stupid?
They should evolve and then stay that way.
They're compact that way. They can carry them around.
Oh.
That would be stupid.
Oh, they fit in their
you
pockets,
know,
right?
Like a
pocket monster.
They could just like watch out of a Pokeball.
Anyway. Okay.
Digimon has like romance and shit. Pokemon like
Pokemon has battles.
Pokemon
and
has
shit.
Romance, like Brock
battles.
And all the nurses. Ash and Misty. Ash and Misty are totally an item.
Fucking Misty left Ash with that other hoe.
Oh.
But you know what is awesome? That Pokemon. With like songs that Brock sings.
Jenny, oh
yeah,
Jenny.
Yeah, that one.
Joy, oh joy. Wild Woman Man's what I wanna be, but the super fit girl's for me.
Yeah, that song.
Was that in
there's a theme song for the podcast this week.
That wasn't in the To Be a Master soundtrack, was it?
It's one of the other Pokemon soundtracks. I do have the song though, so we can use it as a
song. Okay. Copy to my iPod. You were like, "Don't do that. You're gonna do that just to make fun of me."
I think we've talked enough about Pokemon. Well, I can hear an echo now.
Speaking of Pokemon, they sing really fast in the Japanese Pokemon theme song. So even though all the words, when I read like the lyrics written out, like make sense to me, I can't really like understand anything they're saying in the song. With the exception of course when they say Kanarazu get does it, which is quite obviously gotta catch him off.
Is that the theme song or the Poke Rap?
That's Brock song, here you the link. Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Okay, so Sonya Jisushi
says
this season's memes seem to be restricted to food. Is that because people eat a lot of food during Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween and their other holiday of choice? Or am I overanalyzing things?
But they don't have Thanksgiving in Japan.
Yeah, they do. They eat KFC.
They eat,
Oh, wait, no, that's a story Christmas.
That's what the Gaijins do in Japan. They like, want to celebrate Thanksgiving, so they have to, like, do the best they can.
What series do you think is an insult to your favorite genre and why? I like ninja. That's my favorite genre, and I don't think any are an insult because all ninja anime are awesome equally. There.
I like romantic comedy.
So, therefore, but now you have to say which one's an insult.
What?
Yeah, which one's insulted your favorite genre?
Oh! That'd be a lot. How about, okay, I'll say, like, happiness, because that was pretty insulting. Like, especially the episode with Ibuki, when they were bowling, that was terrible.
But the trap is in that one, right?
Who?
The trap.
The trap.
Yeah. It started out good, but then like, it insulted me. Uh-huh.
Is episode count directly proportionate to series quality?
And it's pretty easy. Is that the biggest insult to Mecha is Gundam Wing?
What about Seed? I thought Seed was bad.
Seed isn't like as blatantly yaoi, and the ending of Seed is like okay.
I thought Seed was really yaoi.
Okay, this next question is really long, so I don't really want to read all of it. Okay, how about this one? Have you ever dropped a series just because of horrid animation?
Probably. I just can't think of a good example, though.
I should have dropped Yuuki Maya, but for some reason I didn't.
I think I've seen a lot of shows because they had good animation, and that's the only reason. But I don't know if I did the other way around. So
wait,
Ronan...
dropped shows because they had good animation?
Yeah.
No,
wait, no, because they had good animation. No, watched them because. So Ronan says, are traps the new tsundere, the new loli, the new bijin, the new kawaii? I don't know, we had like 2 traps last season, right? There's no traps this season, though, are there? Not that I know of.
Not that I know of.
Unless there are secret
traps. At the
same
time, how many tsunderas are this season, and so on?
Well,
you know what the season is? Lolis. That's all it is this season. Fucking lolis.
Every season is like lolis.
No, but this is like really bad. Like, if every show, like 80% of the shows are fucking loli.
Yeah, there is probably at least one loli in every show. Like, Phoenix vs. Virus has a loli. But the Lola is not the main character.
It's like at the point too, where not even if the characters aren't like explicitly lolis, something like say in October, there's a lot of like you can't even tell sort of what age they are, so you like just assume that they're lolis.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hidamari Sketch. I think they're supposed to be in like high school or something. But
oh, really? Interesting.
I think so. Yeah. But they look like they're like in elementary school.
The problem with Hidamari Sketch was that there was blushing, and it didn't have anything to do with like boys kissing them.
Shut up.
Well, blushing is awesome.
I like abused your trust in blushing.
Yeah, I did.
What does it take to be a trap? Is it the clothes, the mannerism? I think it's dressing as a girl when you're a guy.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much all there is to it, right?
Well, no, I mean, they have to act like girls, like June and stuff. Like, watashi wa onnanoko desu! You know? And he, like, hits on guys. So, like, I mean, Mizuho was different because he, like, all the girls hit on him. While, like, with June, he, like, hit on, like, Yuma.
So does that make, I don't know, do you really have to hit on people to be a trap? Because, ooh, what about,
no,
about,
but you're a better trap if you do.
For Kino, Kino no Tabi, Kino is a trap.
I had no idea that she was a trap.
She's a girl.
A trap, for that matter.
But she didn't hit on anyone, right? I think it's just that it has to be, a character that doesn't look
Kino
like.
Kino no Tabi's kind of different. Hmm? So Kino no Tabi, like, they just, like, in the novel, they just, like, don't make any, like, recognition of, like, whether Kino is a boy or a girl. It's not, like something like Happiness or Otoboku, where it's, like, the character is explicitly, like, you know, the guy, but, like, acting like a girl or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. Kino's just, like, there. Mm.
Yeah, but later on in the novel, too, like, someone assumes that she's a guy, and then she has to say that she's a girl, so.
Mm. I don't know, because I never read the novel, saw the anime, so.
Oh, here's a pertinent one. Question. Am I correct to say that if, like, the solid-state society distribution issue, anime distributors in America license, or should I say pre-license, anime titles not aired in Japan, is it a bad business practice? It kind of goes with the Death Note thing, right? Like,
I'm
now
really
that it's
not
licensed,
sure what to think about pre-licensing.
Well, now that they've licensed it, but they're still going to release it while it's airing in Japan, right? So it kind of skips the whole issue.
Like, when something like Death Note or, like, Ghost in the Shell, where, like, it has a big built-in audience, it's not a big deal. But it seems sometimes, like, when they pre-license these shows, like, something like Shokugan no Yana, like...
That was pre-licensed?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Hmm.
Like, I don't really know what to, like, think of that. Because it isn't, like, it doesn't have this built-in audience where, like, they know that it's gonna sell, like, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just dumb because that's like said, like you just said, you know, if it doesn't have an audience, then like what are they basing the licenses on? Like hoping they're just gonna pop it because it's popular in Japan.
Yeah, well, okay, so
you know, it's like well, popular in Japan is not something popular here. Like for example, a good example is like look at Gravitation.
How like everything on Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Well, look at that one.
Well, I guess it's not a good business practice. As in, it's bad for your business, not as it's bad business. Oh well, anyway. Oh, so Blue has this link for this Go manga. Have you looked at this yet?
What link? Oh.
I think we did.
Is that the one with that stupid trap?
I don't think it's a trap. I think it's
the lowly.
Yeah.
The lowly, yeah. That's kind of weird.
And the, like, Nakadashi Kibo.
What? Yeah, I saw that. There was, like, we googled it up, and, like, there was somebody had like a blog where they had like an image that said like she made this artwork and showed the teacher and on it said like Nakadashi Kibo.
For the non-moon speaking viewers means like I want you to blow your load inside me.
Yeah, really.
It looks like this is gonna get banned in at least Canada. So okay, so oh
sorry.
You saw the thing that Wanteek did posted.
The what?
It's like this thing about Koreans.
One?
The Korean animation.
Oh, I saw that. That was really funny. I saw that. That was really funny.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yep, I saw that one.
So the video was about, like, giant rats, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. It basically, like, ripped off, like, a lot of, like, the shows, like, and it just, the example I could think of, for example, is my taiyaki. I have a bag here I got from the Korean store one time, and it was, like, taiyaki, but it was, like, disgusting. And I got the Japanese one, it was, like, 50 times better.
Six times better.
Oh, I see how it is.
Chat up. No, yeah, that's you.
I don't know. A lot of Japanese people, like, I read about this in my Japanese culture class, but a lot of Japanese mm-hmm. people just really are racist against Koreans.
I mean, that is also true, but I'm just saying, I have a personal example that they ripped off teriyaki, and their teriyaki is disgusting.
Well, maybe you just went to a bad store.
No, it's like Korean teriyaki.
Oh,
there's
it's
only
Korean
two in
teriyaki.
There.
It's teriyaki hua or something. That like totally confused me. Like I thought people were misspelling manga for a while.
I used to think that. Like, what the hell's a manhwa?
Yeah.
Manhwa.
I don't know. I read a manhwa. What was it? A Kiss for My Prince or something like that.
Kiss for My Prince.
Yeah.
I laughed when I saw that there was like a World of Warcraft manga, and I laughed twice as hard when I saw that it was a manhwa.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's just like the, you know, the American manga people that are trying to emulate the Japanese manga, right? Like, it's not quite the same, but people tend to say that it's a lot worse. I don't know. I'd agree with that, though.
It's not Japanese.
Shut up.
It's not Japanese, so it's not good, right? Oh yeah. And one take also wanted to point out that so Japanese mangaka also research the Korean manhwa to, like, steal their ideas, too, so I don't know if the point that the manhwa are copying the Japanese is really that valid.
Yeah, Korea and Japan have, like, a history of stealing each other's crap.
Well, they're really
and,
close
like,
to each other, too, aren't they? So
the other one, like, is stealing when really they're both sort of stealing from each other.
Yeah. I don't know. And a lot of anime is actually animated by Korean animators, right, because they're cheaper?
Yeah, like Gonzo. Like, all the Korean, like, the whole, like, staff is a Korean.
Yeah, if you look at the ending credits.
Yeah, it's always, like, some, like, Jin Woo Kim or something.
Yeah. Or Sim Park Woo. Okay, so, what's next? Joey Iglesias says, is it Lane specifically that you guys hate, or is it just the whole mindfuck subgenre? I know JP likes
Lane
Ava.
Sucks.
I think it's just Lane is just... It's just dumb. It's the way it was just...
I don't know. I don't even like...
Get on with it already.
The genre just confuses me, and then I'm like, what?
But I like Higurashi. That's the same kind of genre.
I don't think it is. I don't know. Higurashi is actually...
It's like horror and stuff.
Entertaining,
you know?
Though. Well, Lane's not really horror, is it?
Sure
in
it is.
In some parts it is, oh. Yeah. I mean, there's like...
It's like
murder.
Techno horror.
I guess I didn't get that far. Yeah, personally, I don't... Like, I watch anime just to, like, take a load off of my mind.
I think the only reason I ended up burning Lane is because there was that one scene of, like, Lane and some guy kissing at the end.
The pajamas are kind of cool, though.
Like, burn the entire series instead of just, like, taking the screen cap.
Yeah, that was... Well, it was in RM format, so, like, I had to waste a lot of CDs on that.
Wow, real media.
Like, Key the Metal Idol. Oh, man, I'm getting memories.
Oh, I haven't
seen
it. We
should
watch
that next.
No, we shouldn't.
Yes, we should.
Okay, let's watch it.
You have to, like, stop suggesting anime to watch.
Okay, so Scribble wants us to talk about the is anime getting worse thing. Didn't we already talk about that, like, a few podcasts ago?
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Anime's not getting worse. There's just so much anime that there's also so much more bad anime.
That's true.
When there's, like, 100 and some shows in, like, the spring last year or something like that. Like, there's gonna be a lot of crap.
Yeah, but were there a lot of good anime, too? Like, was there
yeah, sure, a ton of
ratio?
Good ones.
Which one was?
Like, during the spring, I probably watched more anime than like, I've watched in, like, a while. Probably ever during a season. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I had 68 blog entries in July alone, so...
I don't know. You know, the thing with me is I don't even pay attention to these season things. Like, I don't think the season really matters when it comes to, like, the quality of an anime. Like,
I think it does because I noticed a lot of good shows come out in, like, the spring and fall, and anything in, like, the winter and summer is kind of, like, give or take. Summer's definitely always better than winter, though.
Winter's always the worst.
So, yeah. What, do they release these anime in the spring and the fall? Because...
You know, winter is good
TV
for dramas. But... There's a lot of good dramas in the winter, let me tell you.
Hmm. See, I don't know enough
about... Like,
Kaneyori
Zango, too.
I don't know enough about, like, the Japanese TV system or something to figure this out, but...
Well,
it just
well,
seems kind of
the
arbitrary
sequel to Hanayori Dango.
I haven't seen that.
No, you don't... You never watch Hanayori Dango?
I don't... No.
Boo.
There's an anime about it, too, right?
Yeah, well, that's what this is based on.
No, I haven't seen that.
And then there's another drama now, and it's called Kimetsu no Hanazono. It's about, like, this girl who is trying to be, like, a mangaka's assistant, And it turns out that like the mangaka who is like under a woman's pen name is actually like four brothers who are total dickheads. It's awesome.
You have like a man harem.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really ever get into the live action ones. I don't know. Oh, hey, look, we have a new question asker. I guess the bean.
The bean.
Question one: have any of you ever seen a red Magic Knight Ray Earth?
I've heard of it. Never seen a red though.
Me either.
JP? Oh, well, that was a quick question.
Okay. Number two, I'm partially in charge of my school's anime club. What do you suggest we do beyond watching anime?
Okay, at the NYU anime club, usually what we do is, like, at the beginning, sort of before the meetings or whatever, we'd have, like, various video games and crap to play. Like, lots of times it'd be, like Smash Brothers or...
DDR?
The Naruto battle games and DDR. But yeah, then we would watch anime. Occasionally we would, like, go to events, if there was, like, anything going on, like any small cons in the city or whatever. Afterwards, people would usually break off into groups to go, like, eat dinner and hang out more and play, like, more video games or whatever. And also, like, we do, like, some of us do fan subbing, but that's only maybe, like, 6 of us out of, like, 50 or so people.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work. Watching anime and then playing games and then watching more anime.
And eating. Watching anime.
Yeah, I've never actually gone to an anime club, so I don't know what they do there. But I'd assume they just watch anime. And play video games based on anime. Have you ever been to a club? An anime club meeting at Hinano?
The anime club we had at Drexel, all they did was, like, play Dead or Alive all day. And, like, they would let me have a turn because they got all mad when I kicked their asses button mashing. And then I found out that the treasurer of the club posted, like, naked pictures of it with his live journal, and that was kind of gross to know. So, because, like, he was really ugly, and I didn't really want to see him naked, so when I heard about that, I kind of left the club. And all of our meetings were also, like, really late at night, and I kind of wanted to get out of Philly by then because I don't need to get out late at night. So.
Hmm. Yeah, I just assumed that my anime club would be full of weeaboos, so I would just stay away from that.
It's not really weird, it's just lots of times, like, there's all different kinds of crazy people at anime clubs.
Oh, there's this crazy guy in my Japanese class.
There's also all sorts of crazy people in Japanese class,
yes. Yeah. Yes, amazing.
Okay, so number four, the question, the number of death. Yeah, why do you ask us, like, four questions? That's, like, unlucky. If you could cosplay anyone or anything, regardless of sex, politics, or hair color, regardless of expense of the costume, regardless of special powers, who or what would you cosplay?
I would be Ogami in his, like, uniform, his, like, mecha uniform from Sakura Taisen.
Oh, I thought you said Okami for
around, say, Sakura Taisen 2 or 3 when he has, like, two swords instead of one.
Huh, what would I cosplay? I think I would cosplay Toad.
Is a fat, chubby loli.
I'd cosplay as Toad from Super Mario Brothers. That'd be awesome.
Would you, like, walk around with, like, a vest and no shirt on?
Yeah, and a toad, like, a toadstool head. What about Hinano? Oh, wait, you already cosplayed as Haruhi.
I already cosplayed, like, what kind of costume is that?
What if you could cosplay as anything? And you can only cosplay as one thing, and if you don't, you're not cool.
I want to cosplay Momoko from Sumo Momomo for Otakon this year. And make JP go as Kochi.
Are you putting your hair up like Sumo Momomo?
I have a wig that I used for Sakura last year. It's, like, the same
thing. Oh, it's pink, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's all the mailbag questions.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I guess we can call it a podcast then.
Yeah, this is pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll have a podcast next week, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, so, cool. Thanks, Hinano and JP.
Yep.
I guess I'll see you guys later, or talk to you guys later. Or something. Alright, okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Later.